You're listening to Nighttime Daydreams with DJ Toan K on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more, 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 and more. In this hour, we'll be hearing a couple of spoken word pieces, one of them being the first three chapters of Lawrence McFadden's ayahuasca poems, the first one being a prose chapter on how he came to ayahuasca, and the second two being poems, many poems. The second thing we'll be hearing is another prose piece by Andreas Kaufmann of the Stratozoo Recording Studio in Switzerland. Andreas, a long time ago in the jungle, drew a bunch of images in my notebook, and I asked him about the imagery. One particular picture of an upside-down cross kind of looks like it's made of stone, but multicolored, and then at the top there's a musical signature note, which holds a pair of scales, and on one side is kind of a spiral of black and white whales swooping in, and on the other side is an elephant in flames with eagle legs, and all around in the darkness there are sort of human figures dancing. I said, "Andreas, what is this?" And he sent me back a long answer, which I want to share with you, about a trip to Bolivia that he took. The background to it is that he had been in trouble in Switzerland. His girlfriend was having a 30th birthday party, and so he postered his town with lots and lots of posters saying, "Everybody's invited to this big, big party, and bring your own drugs." So he was arrested and put on trial in Zurich for publicly encouraging people to take drugs. So that's a background to the mention of a lawyer. The German word for golden eagle is Steinadler, which means stone eagle. So when Race says stone eagle, he means what we think of in English as a golden eagle. Lend your ears now to Lawrence McFadden with ayahuasca poems, after which we'll hear Race Kaufmann with the story of how he came to paint the picture entitled Ultimo Tribunal, Last Judgment, and write the song Free. We will return to Race Kaufmann in the latter portion of the show, but for now let's begin by listening to Lawrence McFadden with ayahuasca poems.
Chapter 1. I was sitting at a booth in the neighborhood bar, eating my supper, when an anthropology professor friend plops down across from me and excitedly says, Larry, have you ever heard of ayahuasca?" I said yes. I had been reading about ayahuasca for a long time in the Shaman's Drum magazine, but this is the first time I had ever heard the word spoke, and I didn't know how to pronounce it. He went on and told me his incredible experiences at a ayahuasca ceremony in New Mexico. He asked if I would be willing to do a ceremony if he could bring the medicine man to Fort Wayne. I said absolutely, and I could help with finances, getting him here too. Over a year went by, and I was sitting at a booth at the neighborhood bar, eating my supper, when my professor friend plops down across from me and says, Larry, the medicine man will be in town, and there will be a ceremony. The ceremony was on Friday, and I prepared all week. I did fasting and stopped getting high and stopped taking my medications. My purpose or intent for the ceremony was to ask the spirits how my intuition was doing. In my 20 years of schizophrenia, most of the time all I had to go on was my intuition, and I needed to know how I was doing. I got to the ceremony that night and met Alan, the medicine man. He was at the stove stirring the brew, smoking a cigarette and drinking a beer. I felt completely at ease. He made sure we all knew he was just another human being and schooled us on the ceremony. We sat in a circle ready to drink when he pulled out a prescription drug manual and asked what medications we were on. He looked at my medications and said, "Sorry, your medication is contraindicated to MAIO inhibitors." I was crushed. Then he said, "Do you have any mushrooms?" I realized, "Why, yes, I have a piece of chocolate at home." Why I had that piece at home was a long story of coincidences. I hadn't done any chocolates for 11 years, and I thought I would never do them again. But there it sat. I went home and came back. Alan explained how the mushroom was kindred spirits with ayahuasca. When I stepped into the room of the ceremony, it was like stepping through a threshold. The place felt so safe and sacred, and I was filled with bliss. Before, when I did chocolate, I would battle the world, and I would be totally destroyed, so I wouldn't do them. This time I went to the peace created inside of me and flowed with healing energy. At one point, a deep breath filled me with the smell of the dream, and I was swept away with the spirit of the vine entering me through my nose. When I asked the spirits about my intuition, I heard an enormous stadium cheer roar in my head. After 20 years of madness, I had finally found peace. I had been writing poetry most of my life and wondered if I could write about the spirits, so I asked permission of the spirits to write poetry about them. I thought of writing poems as windows to the spiritual world. I asked permission and yet did not expect a reply for some reason. The next day, I talked to Alan for quite some time, filling in the missing pieces between what I had studied about how ayahuasca and what I had experienced. For some odd reason, I did not tell Alan I had asked permission to write about the spirits. Ever since the ceremony, my spirituality has just blossomed. I am totally amazed that I was able to experience a ceremony in Fort Wayne, a very conservative factory town in the Midwest. Every thought about the experience just fills me with joy. I no longer consider myself mentally ill. I consider myself spiritually challenged. And yes, I still take my medication. I started thinking about my large family of friends and how those who have taken the dream have lives that have also blossomed in magical ways. Why can't there be somebody in this region of the USA who can do ceremonies? I thought seriously about how I could do an apprenticeship in Peru. In May, I got a call from my dad that my mom, who has been sick for many years, was dying, and I headed to Florida that night. I was driving through Alabama as the sun was dawning when I had a profound mystical experience. I have had many, many mystical experiences. This experience brought two past experiences together. In 1990, I had my most severe psychotic episode. I was scared I'd be warehoused in some back ward of a Veterans Administration hospital for a long, long time. I started noticing birds would fly directly overhead. It happened a lot. I was sitting on a ward looking out the window when it happened. This gave me great strength and faith that everything would be all right. Ever since then, when a bird flies directly overhead, my faith is renewed, and when it happens a lot in one day, I know to be alert for something really significant is going to happen. So I was driving through Alabama at dawn, just driving along with the radio blasting, reacting to the road, in the long-distance cruise mode of thought, when all of a sudden, Medicine Man pops in my head. It wasn't a voice or a thought, more visual than any other sense. At the same time, a bird flew overhead, and the radio is blasting the verse of, "Mother, is it only a dream? Mother, is it only a dream? Mother, is it only a dream?" Well, I've had the thought bird thing before, and I've had the song thought thing before, but I never had a thought visually pop in my head, and I've never had everything happen at once like it just did. I was stunned. What happened next is the jewel. In 1993, I was writing a series of poems about my Red Road path, Native American mythology type writings. I had just finished a poem and closed my eyes to rest. I saw a mountain range far in the distance with a wide valley between the mountains and me. Way off there was like a speck of dust that was getting bigger the closer it got as it came directly at me. A Native American rode up bareback and handed me a stick. I've been trying to figure out the meaning of that stick for years. My research led me to the tradition of the medicine bow, and maybe I'll be a keeper of a medicine bow someday, but it wasn't a bow, it was a stick, about 12 inches long with a gnarl near the end. So I'm driving down the road, stunned that the bird thought song thing occurred, when next I had the same vision of the rider handing me the stick. I know what it is this time. The stick is a length of ayahuasca vine. I was totally amazed. My mom was put in a nursing home, and I stayed with her for 3 weeks before going back to Fort Wayne. When I got home, I emailed Alan in Peru. I just reintroduced myself and simply told him something mystical had happened that leads me to believe that I should ask him about apprenticeship. I asked if I could open a dialogue with him about becoming an apprentice, with no elaboration. My mom passed away, and I drove back down to Florida for the funeral. I was driving back to Indiana after her affairs were in order. I was just south of Louisville, Kentucky, when I started writing an email in my head to Alan. I wanted to send him a book of my poetry and follow up on the apprenticeship idea. I was just wondering what to say and what questions to ask. I write in my head a lot. Everything I was wondering about, I was getting the answer to, and every question I thought of was getting answered when I finally realized that Alan was talking to me in my head. Nothing in my life had ever prepared me for this possibility. I was utterly astonished. Alan just laughed. It was like watching someone who doesn't know what a hot pepper is take a big bite out of a jalapeno. Alan said, "Now you know the truth, you are totally insane and totally free." The most beautiful feeling overwhelmed me, far greater than any bliss I could ever imagine. All I could do was cry and cry. The first thing I thought of was to ask if I should tell anybody, and he shouted, "Tell everybody." I had a great big smile thinking about telling my Social Security and Veterans Administration psychiatrist that I'm talking in my head with someone 6,000 miles away. I will be assured of my disability for life. Alan said, "I have been chosen by the spirits to reveal them through your writings." Alan said I was very gifted. He said the spirit is manifesting. I went to turn down the stereo so we could talk as a courtesy, but Alan said leave it loud. He wants to hear what I'm listening to. My biggest question about my apprenticeship is my contraindication of my medication. So I asked Alan, what if I couldn't take the dream because of my medication? He said, interestingly, it is your chore to keep yourself in chemical balance. My apprenticeship name is You Can Do It. I asked him if I could tell my soul sister what we talked about, and he said, she's next. When I realized I was driving again, I was 12 miles south of Indianapolis. I had driven over 100 miles with absolutely no recollection of anything other than the conversation with Alan. Chapter 2. Since I've known you, each day is a million miles away, and yesterday is 1,000 years ago. I think of you in flow and wonder, of the wonder of the peace and love, and all of the above I feel from you. I drink from you and have no thirst. I think of you and have no thoughts. I feel you and I have everything. Sing to me, for I will listen, and sing your song softly, soaring to the far beyond. You give me all I need. That's all I want. I could have traveled the world over 1,000 times and never found you. And you came to me where I am many, many times. And now you will never leave wherever I am. And I am pleased with this band of woman to man, as goddess to who I am, in the womb of your child again. You give me the eyes and the kiss of eternity, like finding the heart in a hug. The liberty that sets us free, with a love so profound, to feel the world go round and round, to twirl and to dance on my tongue, like the flame that springs from the sun. You give me a sparkle I have never felt before. Now I see my goddess twinkle in the beauty of every woman, the sister of sisters, and I am truly and truthfully kindred spirit, a brother, warrior of the divine, shown passage through space and time, keeper of kindness, soldier of moonlight, to give solace in the shadows and our sojourn of the night. I have the love of a woman. Few men can see like me. I can feel and I can share, open and honestly. And those who I love, I too give wings. For there is no greater bliss than to know you are free. For no greater reason than truthfully. Call me crazy if you want to. And if you want to, fly with me. We will soar heavenly. And if you want to love, we will feel beautifully. And if you want to embrace, we will touch soulfully. And truly, you cannot see till you are shown. These are the ways we all were meant to be. I am in everything around me. I am not here. I am surrounded. When I am guided, a ray invades the darkness. Inside my head glows, like my love watching, shimmering in my skull from above. And I will turn you on to all in my heart and in my pocket. Keepsakes that must be given to keep, that must be shared to reap. Tiny truths from which miracles can seep, like tears of bliss. Once a wish, now a sacred twist. Put into motion, in the instant, cast from our lips. I breathe each breath in ecstasy. My whole body vibrates with eternity. I am totally alive, totally insane, totally free. I want to whisper in your head, come with me. I will lead you through the madness of being you and share my bliss all you wish. You rejoice to me and sing. My heart is bliss and my soul ecstasy. I see through you forever. And you kiss my tears deep inside, love of the divine. I taught myself to heal myself, and I find I have been chosen to listen at your side and share your love in verse with others far and wide. Chapter 3. You point the view my thoughts pass through. I journey with you to bless more souls than a few. The intensity of thousands of years anew. The universe in each cupped hand. I fall in you. What a beautiful view. Cleansing clear through. You cleanse my soul of sorrow, and I swell with tens of thousands tomorrows, filled with hope and praise. Today, just 1 second of your ecstasy I feel all day gives worth to my 20 years of madness and sadness. You give me your blessing, and I tremble with joy once more, and now I can care for the world. There is a seriousness as deep as bliss, a sacredness to the wish of kindness from every lips. Brothers and sisters, hear this. Your kindness can heal. Be kind. This is your share of the rebirth of the earth. I no longer wander, I soar. I no longer roam, I am home in a church of constant search. I saw, now I see. I live, now I am alive. I know I will never die. I cross the other side of forever, and I stand with banner high, witness to the divine. I bathe in the eternal flame, the fountain of every tomorrow, atop the mountain of today, in the forest of my church. The woods of my soul, burning in my bowl. I watch my thoughts dance on the curls of the smoke. The words you spoke still sing in my heart. Your blaze makes the night day and takes from me the crippling strife. As spirit, you are wife. As goddess, you are the blessing of the night. In union with you, in communion with you, my prayers come true. Like a magic wand, my anguish is gone, and my spirit is born anew. Your divine light gives me clarity of sight, and I feel your love pure and real. I become one of your sons. I welcome you. You release me to the sky, the breath of twilight, on a ray of starlight, a tear of moonlight. I fly through the clouds of my mind into yesterday and tomorrow with the grace of madness and love's deepest sorrow. The journey in me is a journey in you. The truth of today is the dawn of tomorrow. When life is a dream, we overcome the sorrow. My voice, my spirit breaks the prose into the song of crystal clear sight, like the black October night, a ray of light and illumination. The divinity, the infinity of twilight, the shine of the divine, as distant as a star, as bright as the sun inside my head. I am quenched in clarity, and I hear the distant drums bang the clang of the thunder sword of the spoken word, the rumble of verse for the spirits of the earth. Crack the prose. Think how you think. The blood of ink that brings the wink, the twinkle of wonder, the blundering beauty, the slumbering ash. Just a hunch upon a dream, the portal of the portobello, into the basil and oregano, the ladle of my mother. She is teaching a choir of orphans to sing. She wants to be heard. Bell, ring, bright, clap of thunder, drum, might, she calls to all. I was born a cadet for years in the giggling academies of my tears. The ball of chaos and confusion, the union of strife and life. To make a difference, to live life in an instant, to be next to you and be a million miles away, to slip through the hole in today and swallow eternity whole, to explode, to light the bowl of crushed souls, to linger in the love, the strength, the might of life. I see a view clear through what appears to be reality. Insanity is just a shuffle of papers. The Gnostic of the diagnostic. Why cut down the tree to build a church? Why center the universe? Why cross the I to dot the T? Why not let me be me? I see.
You're escuchando Night Dream Time Days with DJ Toanke on Espiritu Planto Radio, broadcastiendo around the mundo at spiritplantsradio.com. Rise down, sync up, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for termina, playlists, archiven, un mea. He talks things he doesn't talk to, links truths, haven'ts, bins, accepteds. I don't think anyone who's not even been changing inside has even changed his issues. When he leaps forward and says meow, he's just trying to explain what an octopus he has wrapped around his gun.
Okay, let's get down to business.
Welcome to the meeting, everyone.
We are delighted that we have been invited to this seminar on deep sea mining.
Boom! 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 What do you think about this?
Way. Toro. This goes out live and direct from Stratosul to you, my friend and brother, healer Toanke. But first of all, I had to shut down all the background noise here from the server. It's full moon. I still can hear some noise. So, that was the amp and the preamp. Now we silence. So, it's full moon. Friday. The 6th of April. Year 2012. Karfreitag, sagen wir dem da heute, the night they crossed Jesus. I promised you, Toanke, to tell you the story about El Último Tribunal. The vision I had during a bus ride in Bolivia. When I traveled around Bolivia, I'd like to chew a lot of coca leaves. It was quite funny for the people there, because they thought I did a lot, and I did a lot. So on one of those trips, I stayed in Santa Cruz de la Sierra, Bolivia. People told me, if you go to Santa Cruz, Reis, you have to visit the zoo, el zoológico. It's strange, huh? I live here at Stratos Zoo, but actually I don't like zoos. Especially not zoos with animals. So, but So many people, they told me you have to visit this Santa Cruz because it's so famous and beautiful and whatever. And so I decided I will go and see the zoo in Santa Cruz. And the very first thing I saw when I entered there was like two or three huge eagles. Might have been stone eagles. In cages. Wie sagst du denn, in Käfigen? They couldn't even move inside because they had huge chains around their feet, and the cage was not even bigger than the bird. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was just a holocaust. Like, to see these beautiful eagles in prison. Wow, I thought, famous Zoológico de Santa Cruz. I was standing in front of these eagles and I just cried. I wish I could open the steel. Oh, jetzt bin ich wieder am Limit mit meinem Englisch. Diese Stangen, wie sagst du denn? You know what I mean. To open the cage and let the birds free. I was shocked, completely shocked. I mean, I cannot put in words what I have seen there. The eagles wasn't even able to open their wings because they hadn't even space to open their wings, so I did not know how many years they've been inside these cages already. And I had no idea how many years they had to stay longer inside this prison. So I had to go out from the zoo. That was too much for me. Then I took the bus from Santa Cruz to Cochabamba. And suddenly, in the middle of the night, a huge picture, really huge, like the size from the Eiffel Tower, erschien, how you say that, appeared in front of me. I have seen this vision so clearly in the sky, in the night sky. It was like a film, wo sich in mein Hirn eingebrannt hat. You should teach me English, Nathan. It's very hard for me to say all that stuff in English because I have to überlegen, re-reflect. I have to think too much. Usually I just talk, and now I have to search every single word. So the bus arrived in Cochabamba, and I took the room on the roof from the Hotel Jerusalem. First, I bought a lot of coca leaves, like really tons. You know, Sammy Klaus, of course, Sammy Klaus on the 6th of December, the man who brings a lot of nice stuff to the children's with his huge bag. So I bought about 5, 6, 7 really huge bags with coca leaves, like so 60 liter Kühlersäck. How you say this? Trash bags, okay. A 60 liter trash bag full of coca leaves, like 5, 6, or 7 trash bags full of coca leaves. And so the people in the hotel, they were quite wondering what I transport to the roof from the Hotel Jerusalem. So I did bring all these coca leaves into my hotel room, and first I started to make a kind of coca pasta, like I learned in Colombia from the Indians. So, but I don't want to go too much into details here. Just my feet and my fingers were really green, and people started to look quite strange at me because I did not bring the green color out from my fingers. Then I decided to start to paint very fast with other colors, and I put some blue, red and yellow color onto my fingers, so the green wasn't too auffällig, just to cover a little bit my job with the coca leaves. Yeah, so I started to paint the vision I have seen the other night on that bus ride from Santa Cruz to Cochabamba, and I painted day and night. I did not need really a lot of sleep. The leaves did a quite good job, and yeah, it was really special. I was there maybe for 2 weeks or so. When I finished the the drawing. I did send that picture to the tribunal in Zurich. To a lawyer. When I came back the first time from Colombia, I started to play the streets in Switzerland alone with my guitar. There was one tune I always played with my guitar, it was Streets of Zurich. The main team. So whenever I walked through the streets from Zurich, I played this song just for me. I never played it for other people. This was my song. And I played a lot in Zurich, Bern, Geneva, and Lucerne, especially Lucerne. Lucerne, Zurich, and Bern, this was my three main towns I used to play. And in Lucerne, one of these days, I moved around with my guitar. That was also funny when I have seen your DJ Tuanke sing on my mail, or it's the Lord Arbor picture. You wearing this that cylinder. Exactly that way I played many years in the streets with this hut with two magic mushrooms draufzeichnet. On. Yeah. Completely in black. And one of these days I came across a window in Lucerne. It was the window of a shop, of a quite strange shop. They sold birds there, or they might still sell birds there. So instantly I had this picture from Santa Cruz back. in front of my eyes. Hundreds of birds behind this window in Lucerne. Wie heißen sie, die schönen Papageien vom Amazonas? These wonderful colored. Ara. Papagei, das weiß ich nicht, wie man das auf Englisch sagt. But Ara, you know Ara? The blue ones, blue and yellow and red and green. Just so nice birds. So I took my guitar and I played for all these birds in front of the window. And I was just crying. I can tell you, Tuanke. I cannot cry anymore now. It's a long, long, long time gone that I cried last time. If somebody close dies, then maybe, but I lost too many tears. The rain stick you here. This was Röfi's Rainstick, Röfi Rolf Ruprecht. He used to play percussion with us. He passed away some years ago. We lived together. When he passed away, I could cry, yeah, really. But this is another story. So back to the window in Lucerne. People talked probably, this guitar player is crazy. He plays for the birds in front of a window. And I played there and I promised. I promised. Is that correct? I want to give all the power I have to make you free. Free, free. It's all I want to be. That was the message from all those birds. And I knew if I destroy the window now and let the birds free, it would go maybe 5 minutes and the police comes and arrest me, and I helped maybe 10 birds to break free. So I decided not to do it like this. So I thought it's maybe better to fight with the music. When I first started with Free, it was a love song. I was in love with a wonderful woman. I've seen her once in a while. In the train. On my way to Lucerne. Our eyes crossed. And one of these days I started that song for her. Ka was her name. And it started like that. Danke. Das ist die Geschichte von Free. Und du kannst ein bisschen Schweizerdeutsch lernen jetzt mit mir, siehst. So hat das eben angefangen, das Lied Free. Mit eigentlich mit einem Lied, mit einem Liebeslied für K.
That was Race Kaufmann with the story of how he painted the painting El Último Tribunal. And created the song Free. Before that, we heard Lawrence McFadden with Ayahuasca Poems. You are listening to Nighttime Daydreams with DJ Tuan K on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more, and more, and more, and more, and more, and more.
Although there may still be some unanswered questions, it appears we have established common ground.
The last track of this hour, Real Dub Reggae Praying by Race Kaufmann and Stratozoo.